I'd like to welcome you back to All That Staff and Practice series. I have a bit of a confession that for many years I would walk around a little bit guilty. I felt guilty that I would open wrappers on Shabbos, and I wasn't always too careful to make sure that I wouldn't rip letters, and every so often, unfortunately, after opening up the candy wrapper for Shabbos treat, I realized that I had ripped some letters. I felt a bit guilty. I had some friends that I knew that they had the hands of a surgeon. They'd be able to make sure that when they would open wrappers, they'd be careful, go in between the words, and they would never have this problem. But sometimes I wasn't careful enough, and it would happen. It would happen that I would rip some words. I felt a little bit guilty. But the truth is, based on Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, I had done nothing wrong. So the Gemara introduces an idea that really was quickly referenced earlier in Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, about the concept of Dover She'edim Niskalvin. If someone's engaged in one activity, someone has a goal, someone's trying to accomplish one thing, and there's unintentional consequences, there are other things that could happen while he's trying to engage in this activity. To Dover She'edim Niskalvin, unintended consequences. And the halacha is, we pass on the Rav Shimon, that Dover She'edim Niskalvin Mutter, that it's permissible to perform one action, even though, through engaging in the activity that you're trying to do, it's possible that you will perform a prohibited activity as well. As long as that prohibited activity is not your goal, it's unintended, it's permissible to engage in that first activity. Now there's a caveat, that the only time davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, that's permissible, l'chatchila, to engage in that first activity, is only if the unintended, prohibited consequence is not inevitable. If it's for sure going to happen, the Gemara says that's a problem that we call a psik resha. And therefore, going back to my case of opening wrappers on Shabbos, let's assume that you're not allowed to tear words on Shabbos. And there's a strong basis to assume that way. It could be a problem of mochik. Now, if you're opening up a wrapper and it's inevitable that through your ripping the wrapper, it's going to tear letters, we assume that it would be prohibited to open the wrapper in such a manner because it's a psik resha. It's inevitable that the words are going to be torn, and malacha is going to be done, and therefore you're not allowed to engage in that first activity, even though you're not intending to tear the letters, it's still going to be a problem. However, if you're opening up the wrapper in a way in which it's only possible that words are going to tear, but it's not for sure, it's not necessarily true that you're going to be mochik, it's not necessarily true that you're going to rip through the letters, it's only a possibility. And therefore, even though you're aware that it's possible it's going to happen, since that's not your goal, since it's Eidu Miskaven, your intention is to open up the wrapper in order to get to the food. Therefore, it's Mutter L'Chatchila to open up the wrapper in such a way, even though there's a risk involved, and perhaps even most of the time, the words are going to be torn, as long as it's not a psikresha, as long as it's not inevitable.